The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
The reality for a lot of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. Here's the good thing though. Around the country, there are so many cities with affordable investment properties, some even under 100,000, so there's a lot of opportunity out there. On September 20th, I'm starting a 4-week virtual intensive workshop that'll show you how to buy your first out-of-state property. So we're gonna go over everything from creatively financing that first property, how to build your team that you can trust, how to find and analyze properties, and how to find the right location, and so much more. You deserve to build wealth for your family. You deserve to invest in real estate. It's simply a matter of getting the right information. So I want to see you there. If you're interested, go to outofstatemoney.com/workshop or click the link in the description of this episode. I'll see you there.
Welcome back to the Black Real Estate Dialogue Closing Day, featuring episode 169, where our host is going to talk about what it's like to be an out-of-state real estate investor. A few updates about how it's going for him, and it's really, really dope. So without any further ado, episode 169, the Black Real Estate Dialogue Closing Day feature. Let's get into it.
So as you all know, I got into the out-of-state investing game about 3.5 years ago, and to be honest with you, I've been on the sidelines since then, waiting for the right opportunity. And so I started looking again in the fall of 2022. I found a real estate agent on a local Facebook group in Dayton, Ohio. And that's one of the biggest recommendations I have regarding finding a real estate agent or realtor. If you want to invest out of state, you need to work with somebody who works with out-of-state investors exclusively or primarily. You don't want to work with somebody who only helps people find their dream homes, because it's a completely different mentality. I've experienced it, and that's just something that you don't want to do. But anyway, I was under contract for 2 properties and I ended up going with the third one. And this home is really nice, 3-bed, 2-bath, 2-car garage, comes with appliances, in a neighborhood that is developing and improving, which is great. You know, I'm definitely on the path of growth within that neighborhood, which I think is really awesome. And, you know, I do want to share a little bit more about what didn't work out with those other 2 properties. You know, I believe in transparency, and, you know, it could take some time. You know, as you want to invest out of state, the first house you put an offer on may not be the house you end up closing on. And so basically what happened with the first 2 homes is there were major structural issues that took place that were discovered during the inspections. One of the houses was so bad that my inspector called me in the middle of the inspection. He's like, "Hey, Sam, you know, this house has really bad structural issues. The floors are sloping. Things are leaning, like, this is not a good house." He's like, "You know, I can stop the inspection right now and give you a refund for part of the time." And I was like, "Yeah, sure, let's go for it." I've been working with this guy for almost 4 years, so I trust him. I trust that what he's saying is in my best interest, and he knows I'm out of state, so he doesn't want me to buy a bad deal. And that's something else I want to touch on, is the importance of an inspection. You know, a lot of people say that you can buy a house without an inspection. I think it's a terrible idea, especially when you're starting out as an out-of-state investor, because you don't want to buy something that has unforeseen issues that you didn't even check for during the inspection, during your due diligence period. So that's something that I highly recommend. And the way I found this guy was online. I found him online. He was recommended to me by another investor. And I've been working with him ever since. He's probably done 5-6 inspections for me over the years. So that's something that's really important. You know, as an out-of-state investor, you need to have boots on the ground. I'm going to talk a bit more about that in the future, but you want to have boots on the ground. You know, I had a really good realtor who's worked with out-of-state investors, and you know, I'm not there. You know, as a matter of fact, I haven't been there in over 2 years. And so once we closed and everything, I gave her money to get me a lockbox, put the keys in there to set up different things in the house. And it's important to get things done through other people, especially if you are a long distance investor who's not like a state away. You know, I'm basically across the country, but it's important to get things done through other people. So I ended up going with this property primarily because, you know, I thought it was a good deal and the numbers were really, really strong. The rent in the area has gone up exponentially over the last couple of years. And so because of that, the interest rate really didn't matter. I probably have almost a 7% interest rate, but it really doesn't matter because the cash flow is incredible. And so I ended up going with this house. And one of the main reasons is because the seller was willing to actually make a lot of repairs. You know, a lot of, I'd say mostly little things came up during the inspection. And I had like maybe 2 pages of repair requests based on the inspection. And so, you know, some of those things, one of those things in particular, they were open to installing a garage door opener. So now it's automated. And there's just a number of other things that they were able to help me out with, which I really did appreciate. And so I am a turnkey investor. Another thing, as an out-of-state investor, you want to make sure you know what kind of investor you want to be. If you are a turnkey investor, which means that you buy homes off the MLS that need little to no work and you can rent them out pretty quickly, then that's who you are. And, you know, there are downsides. The downside of that is you're probably going to buy properties closer to the market rate. However, the rehab will be minimal. And if you are an investor who likes to do rehab, the benefit is that you can force appreciation. You can increase the value through the renovations. The downside is you'll have to manage a team from miles away. And that's not an easy thing to do, but you can do either one of them. And so a couple of the things I had to get done, I had to get a PVC pipe replaced, which was a one-day job, water heater replaced, one-day job. Had to do some landscaping, which is still in progress, but had to install blinds, which was a one-day job with the exception of a late delivery of one of the blinds. Had to fix some broken windows, which was also a one-day job. So the way I like to operate, I don't like buying properties where there's, you know, multiple weeks and things that are needed in order to fix things. I like things that are quick one-day jobs. I could find a couple companies and get it done. And that's what I was able to do. And so again, it's very important to know what kind of investor that you want to be. And the way I found all of these vendors is through a combination of Facebook groups and also just going on Google, looking at ratings, looking at reviews. I got at least 2 to 3 quotes for each of the services. And I didn't necessarily go with the cheapest one. I went with a combination of speed and quality, right? You know, if there's warranties and things of that nature. So I didn't actually go with the cheapest quote, and I don't always recommend that. You want someone who's going to get the job done. And if you can get some extra protection and warranties and things like that, you know, that's always going to be beneficial for you. So something else that I did differently this time was, so in full transparency, when I started self-managing, I ended up using the lease from the property manager, which I just assumed was fine. What I decided to do this time around was work with a lawyer to craft it for me. So I actually sent the lawyer the lease that I was using, and he told me, he's like, look, I was going to mark up this thing like crazy, so here is my lease template and we can add what you want to it. So I added certain elements of the previous lease. And the thing is, it's worth the money, whatever their hourly rate is worth it. And I was referred to this lawyer by an investor who I know in the area, but it's always worth it to pay an expert to make sure you're protected. Things get crazy. You want to make sure you're protected. Your lease is incredibly important. And so I was able to get a strong lease from this lawyer, and, you know, I'll be able to use it for the future properties that I purchase. You know, that one time fee made sense. And the great thing now is, like, I can ask him questions, right? There's questions I've had about the lease. As a matter of fact, there's a question I emailed him last night, you know? And so I think it's important to have that legal support, because you never know. You want to make sure that you are always protected. And at the other place, when that lease comes up, I'm going to use the new lease. Hopefully they stay. So that's something else that that I did differently. And so I'm still self-managing, believe it or not. I do have an investor I know out there who helps me with some things. So she does all the showings, she does the move-ins, and, you know, I pay her for her time, and she charges me a rate that makes sense to her, and I pay her for her time. It's important to get things done through other people. As an out-of-state investor, you're not there, right? You can't drive up and pull up on the property. You know, you probably have a job, right? You probably have responsibilities. So you have to get good at delegating as an out-of-state investor. That's one of the biggest things that I've learned. And it's possible, right? It's not as big and scary as you think. You know, it's just a matter of having eyes out there, having eyes out there for you to check on your properties. For example, there's an issue with one of the side doors, and the person who I work with, who does the showings and stuff for me, she discovered that when she went to check on the house. And so the door was open. She made sure it was closed, right? So, you know, that's something that's very important. She's spoken to neighbors and things of that nature. So I feel good. I feel secure because I have somebody out there watching my stuff, you know? So I think it's important. And I don't want people to be so afraid of investing out of state. It's possible. It's just a matter of delegation and finding people to help you get the job done and help you to do things.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.